Tim Henson from the Distorted View show has been featuring Utard BB, and Tim likes to call him a retard. Take a listen for yourself.
Do you guys remember who BB was? He was a Utard that I featured who's actually an unsavory. A real live retard.
Mr. Henson, I've got news for you. According to BB, he is not retarded. BB himself gives a rebuttal to your claims with a little song.
If I'm a mega retard deluxe, if I'm a mega retard deluxe, why do you keep watching my videos and keep posting retarded comments on my videos? I have neurofibromatosis and I am not retarded. So, okay, because I'm not gonna stop. This retard is not gonna stop. This retard is gonna keep on going.
BB, you just said that you're not retarded, but you're now calling yourself a retard. I think the jury has made their decision, and you are retarded, sir.
But I'm not retarded, so, talk to you later, alligators.
Okay, now he says he's not retarded. So Tim, please lay off of him. He's not retarded. Besides, who is the one that's really retarded? I give you Exhibit A.
Welcome to The View Show! This is gonna be a great program.
And Exhibit B.
Email me. I like to wear dresses.
And Exhibit C.
Sometimes when I say different words, it comes out as a sentence.
There you go, Judge. I rest my case.
Outrageous.
See, even Judge Judy agrees with me. Tim Henson, you are a retard.
Okay.
Don't speak until I speak to you.
I can speak good.
Who's the retard now, Mr. Henson?
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loses up in my mouth.
It's very emotional.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
My sweet turd. My sweet turd.
Yes, well, hello there, strangers. Timothy James Henson back here with you to kick off a brand new week of shows after a bunch of sideshow exclusive programs last week. You guys heard some best of shows if you're not paying members. But I am back now, live, ready to pleasure you with my mouth noises. I've got a great show for you. I am in a great mood, and I will tell you why. I think I finally found love. And I said, Romeo, take me somewhere we can be alone. I'll be waiting. All there's left to do is run. You'll be the prince and I'll be the princess. It's a love story. Baby, just say yes. That goes out to my new Christian girlfriend. That's right. A bunch of you fucking assholes signed me up to ChristianMingle.com along with a few other Christian dating websites. And, I've got some matches. The Christian fish are biting, and it smells like holy tuna. Alright, so here is my favorite. This is my probably best match. Her name is like CMB Vinegar or something. Columbus Vinegar? I don't understand that name. I think it has something to do with douching. Anyways, she's female. That's the first problem. She's 28 years old with an average build. Way to sell yourself.
I'm average.
Dark brown hair, brown eyes, divorced with two children. What a catch, right? She'll occasionally drink, and I'm guessing she drinks wine coolers. That's probably as crazy as she gets. She goes to church every week, which just sounds like a blast being with her. She enjoys bird watching. Oh, Jesus. What did you people say about me on this Christian Mingle website that makes her a perfect match? You know what I mean? I think you sold me short, quite frankly. Her idea of a great trip is going somewhere warm and tropical, just like every other fucking person in the world. Relaxing, but maybe also trying something new, which leads me to believe she might be open to anal. Now I see why we're a match. Ta-da! Her favorite foods include American, fast food, and her favorite restaurants are Olive Garden, Red Lobster, Fridays, Applebee's and Chili's, just every fucking chain restaurant. I like my food edible and adequate. That's really the two things that I'm looking for when I eat. Just as long as I can put it in my mouth and I'm able to chew it, and it doesn't taste like dog shit, I'm in love. I don't want it to taste too good, though. Nothing should be as sweet and delicious as my love for Jesus Christ. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But, so thank you, whoever signed me up to Christian Mingles. I wish I could look at my profile. I can only imagine what you guys filled in for me. So there you go. I pretty much have a girlfriend. As a matter of fact, that's what I refer to her as in my opening email. I said, now that we're dating, I feel like you should know what I do for a living. And I sent her a link to the podcast, so I can't wait to see how she responds to that. I also asked her to rate her most recent bowel movement using the Bristol stool chart, so hopefully I'll have that information for you real soon. I got a couple clips for you today. You know, if there's one thing that I hold in very high regard, if there's one thing that I respect more than any other thing in the world, it would be religion. And I've got some religious clips for you. We're going to spread the gospel today. I guess I should after making fun of the Christian women on ChristianMingle.com. Anyways, here are a few drunk priests.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I'm gonna tell you all something. God can kiss my fat white asshole.
That's my impression of a drunk priest. Not quite how these audio clips go, but you know, it's my interpretation. By the way, I'm a graduate of the Otis the Drunk School of Acting.
I'm gonna tell you something.
Spot on, I know. All right, so the first clip is fascinating. This was released March 4th, 2011, so just a few days ago. Apparently, near Akron, Ohio, police released a video of Reverend Ignatius Curry, a pastor of Holy Ghost Ukrainian Catholic Church in Akron, in a profanity-filled rant from the holding cell where he was handcuffed to the wall. Police Sergeant David Narr said Curry was nearly three times over the legal alcohol limit. And I have to tell you, in this video, it goes on for like 12 minutes, and each of those minutes is fucking gold. I'm not going to play the whole thing here for you, but as I have told my sideshow freaks, if you follow me on Twitter, I'm going to try posting links to the stuff that I talk about on my feed. So follow me on Twitter. Very important. My Twitter name is Distorted View. Now take a listen to this fucking train wreck. Couple things I should mention. They're videotaping him specifically because he started to act strange, and they wanted to, document this in case, you know, anything should happen. And he's chained basically to a wall, right? There's shackles or whatever to a wall. He just, one arm is handcuffed, his wrist or whatever. So here we go.
Oh my Christ on the cross. You got these shackles on me.
Right at the top of the video, he's already cursing God out. Christ on a cross. And I have to say, he is very gay. And the longer this video goes on, the gayer he gets.
Unless you're a reverend. No, I'm not a reverend. Fuck you, reverend. Like, you're going to give me some sort of sermon. I'll give you the Sermon on the Mount. Your Sermon on the Mount is this. Get these fucking bars off of me because I'm getting a rash.
Today's sermon is get these fucking shackles off my wrist because it's giving me a rash.
Get it off! Like I'm an idiot. Like,
he's trying to unscrew the shackles from the wall, as if he's the first person to ever think of that.
Hello? Hi there, you dumbass. I can just unwind them and then get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, go ahead and try, Mary.
Pay my fine. You gotta pay your reverend. You fucking, I have to pay anything. I don't have to pay fucking nothing.
Amen.
Fucking live this life.
By the way, I should mention that this guy totally wrecked his car, and that's why the police nabbed him. He destroyed his car. He ran it into something.
Get this fucking thing off of me. Hello? Can someone get these?
Hello?
My dad is here.
Yeah, apparently this guy lives with his dad, and he keeps asking for his father. Now, you may have said to yourself, Tim, this guy's not gay. He's just drunk. He's just emotional and drunk. Wait till you hear this next line.
Please. Please.
He's trying to reason with the police officer to let him go.
Please. Come on, you have cancer with eyebrows.
He's trying to flatter the police officer, I'm guessing, by saying, you have fabulous eyebrows. Uh-huh.
Come on, you have cancer with eyebrows.
All right, believe me, there is more evidence coming.
Don't come naturally. Don't, come on. I'm not stupid. Come on, please. Please, sir. I respect you. I want to go home to my dad. I want to go home. I didn't even want to go to that damn Oscar party. I just wanted to go home.
More evidence? He was driving home from an Oscar party.
I'm bashing my hand here against the wall. Can't you have any kind of compassion? No, just stop doing it yourself. You don't care? So when's my dad coming? How long is it going to get there? My dad would fly here for me. I don't know what your dad would do, but my dad would be here in a second. So, what? He chained off my hand. Like I'm Jeffrey Dahmer. I'm not. What do you act like I am? Like I'm the sort of monster.
I'll pay
you whatever you want. What do you want? What do you want? Really? Nothing. You want me to give you a blowjob?
And there it is. Yes, he's offering the police officer a blowjob.
You want me to give you a blowjob? Is that what you want?
I don't want to do it, but I will. I swear, to get out of these shackles. If it means, if all I have to do is blow you, I guess I'll swallow my pride and your load and do it.
Well, is that what you're asking?
No one mentioned blowjobs at all. You're the one to bring it up.
I mean, you're trying to get me to, like, be sexual slave to you because you're the monster and I'm nothing? Is that what you're saying? Listen to me. Oh, my God. That's so sad. But I refuse. But I believe...
Be strong. God, talking about fabulous eyebrows, Oscar parties, and offering police blowjobs.
I am not going to get on my knees.
Yes.
I am not going to get him.
Yes, resist temptation.
Oral sex. No.
Unless you really, really want it, then maybe I could be persuaded.
I don't care how long I'm here.
I'm shooting my wad all over those beautiful eyebrows of yours.
If more wine could off me.
Christ.
I don't care if I'm going to be a Libyan slave. I believe in President George Herbert H.W.
Walker. Bush. Okay. He's all over the map here. This might make a great mashup if Corey's listening, if you could eliminate some of this background noise.
What's that over there?
What's that?
Yeah.
What do I spy with my little eye?
Those are his shackles.
Oh.
Those are his shackles. That's the claim.
Okay, enough of this drunk guy. Let's move on to drunk priest number two. Here is the description. This recording has been in our family for years on an old audio cassette tape made from an original reel-to-reel. I don't know where it came from, the date it was recorded, the name of the church, or even the pastor, but I thought I'd share it. This sermon was recorded live on Easter Sunday from a drunk preacher who begins by calmly welcoming his congregation, who had gathered there in the church that morning. Then he lets it all fly. This is real. Take a listen.
A big crowd. Oh, I've been wondering about a lot of things.
Uh-oh.
I'm glad to hear on this Easter Sunday, the flowers look so beautiful.
Very pleasant.
I'm going to get right into the message. I'm going to lay the truth down. I'm going.
The truth is, whiskey is awesome.
Thank you for that, amen. Yes, I'm not going to spare anything. I'm not going to smooth anybody's fur. I heard you, sister. Yes, I will preach on. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell it like it is, as they say. Oh, I heard a hallelujah. All right, now you're all quieting down a little bit. You're getting a little too noisy. Hold it, shit. Hold it. Down, I'm talking. Okay, listen. I'm tired of so much shit around here.
Uh-oh.
That I had to unload on you today.
He's revving up.
Do you think I don't know what the hell is going on? Do you think, for instance, that I don't know that Bill Broden is going up seeing Irene Hobbs? Yeah, I'm going up there tapping that. Sure, I know it.
Tapping
don't that. You? What in the hell's the matter with you? She told me. They're in my study. What you're doing, I know it. Yeah, And just being Easter Sunday and having such a big crowd out here and a lot of strange faces, where in the hell have you been? Hell fire. You come once or twice a year? Yeah, that don't cut no ice with me. See? My ass, I'll tell you, I'm gonna get on some asses today. Now listen. Hey, you know, we got a Sunday school teacher.
The Holy Spirit has entered this gentleman, and the Holy Spirit is vulgar.
And you know who in the hell I'm talking about. Yeah, Bill Bronson. That's who I'm talking about. There he sits right there, Bill. I'm talking to you. See? You ain't no more taking proper care of that Sunday school class than shit. And you are finished. You're fired. Get out. You're out of that Sunday school class. Now listen, I mean business. I'm putting it down, and I ain't hearing no amens, but I ain't wanting any.
Yeah.
No.
The congregation has gone silent.
Hellfire. All right. Okay. There's something else, too. Now, I noticed last Sunday that one of you put a quart in the offering plate, see?
You damn cheap son of a bitch!
Yeah, Raymond Wells.
Uh-oh.
You the one, you put a quarter in there. you tight son of a bitch. I see all that shit, see? I'm up here where I can see it. Y'all don't even look or nothing. I can see it. I know whatever fucking one of you.
I don't know which drunk preacher I like better.
Forgive him, see? Some of you are doing pretty good, and others you ain't doing for shit. All right. I'm going to maybe go to another church. I don't know. I don't give a shit.
No, but that's bullshit.
Because I just about come to the end of the road. Here, I've just about lost patience with you people. You know we need Sunday school space out there. And you sit on your asses on the Saturday. You won't come up and work on it. Shit,
oh,
no.
You get the idea.
You say, amen, praise the Lord, and all that. When I'm saying something that you like. But when I'm trying to get something done, shit, that's something else. You get your ass out to the mountains or someplace.
all right, enough.
And I said, Romeo, take me somewhere we can be alone. I'll be waiting. All there's left to do is run. You'll be the prince and I'll be the princess. It's a love story. Baby, just say yes.
And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up fucked up news right now. Yeah, a lot of stuff to go over. If you are not yet a Sideshow member, sign up right now and you can grab all of last week's Sideshow exclusive content, including an episode of Butt Fudge Sunday, two video casts, a weekend show, lots of great stuff. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com, and you also get full access to the entire archive of programs. Not to mention, it helps ensure that this stupid podcast continues on for a very long time. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter. Very important. I'm making a huge push this week. I'll be tweeting all day long. Hopefully, if I have anything interesting to say, or if I have a really good bowel movement I'd like to talk about. Yes, my Twitter name again is Distorted View, @DistortedView, you know, twitter.com/DistortedView. There's multiple ways you can get to that. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from Australia. Nurses have been fired from a nursing home for allegedly depriving a dying man of food and then photographing residents' genitals in a game they called
Genital Friday Club. Sounds like a segment here on Distorted View. You know, we have Heavy Birtation Thursday now.
Heavy Birtation, I don't know what to say it. Heavy Birtation, Shabba Shabba Shiki Shen. Heavy Birtation, I don't know what to say it. It's Heavy Birtation Thursday!
I think Genital Friday Club would make a perfect companion piece to Heavy Birtation Thursday. One of the New South Wales top nursing homes, William Cape Gardens on the Central Coast, ran an independent investigation into the atrocities before sacking two nurses, allegedly the ringleaders, on February 16th. A third nurse was suspended and has since been reinstated, while a fourth nurse resigned. The horrific treatment at William Cape includes claims that three nurses told an elderly woman with dementia that her husband was having an affair with her best friend while she was in care. A whistleblower told the news that when food was withheld from an elderly man, the nurse allegedly said he was going to die anyway, and this way it would make it quicker. By the way, I have a real problem, because I always say anyways, and that's not a real word, as I've learned. People have been pointing that out to me, and I apologize if it annoys you. I could see how it would annoy you. I just always have said that. It's anyway, not anyways. I think a lot of people say that. Anyways, staff were forced to sign confidentiality agreements over the scandal. The whistleblower said the Genital Friday Club had been going... What a great name, Genital Friday Club. It reminds me of a supper club. Had been going on for some months and was known of by quite a few members of the staff. By the way, when I was reading this story... Okay. God damn it! God fucking damn it. I screwed up. I was trying to... A lot of times I switch between my audio program to see, like, how everything is going, make sure everything's recording okay, and then I switch back to the news story in my web browser or, you know, Word document or whatever. And sometimes... there's multiple web pages open, and so I can't quickly get to the right page, and then I, you know, fumble and screw up, and so that's what happened here.
Okay.
God damn it! God fucking damn it. God fucking damn it. God fucking damn it. I'm so angry when I record this show. I really should videotape myself, because recording this program is not pretty, and I think you guys would see me in a whole new light. Evil, evil person, monster, angry. I have, like, recording rage or something. All right, back to the stupid story here. William Cape spokesman Tim Allerton from a public relations firm said it was unclear how many residents had their genitals photographed in the game. A staff member said at least one nurse took photographs of elderly residents' private parts on an iPhone and asked colleagues to guess who they belonged to. Well, that sounds like a fun game. They should release that as an app. Yes, the spokesman said relatives of a female and male resident were given a full explanation and apology, which they accepted. Quote, in regards to the allegations that a dying man was starved, we can't really comment on that. Became Southern. I can't really comment on that. We've reported it to police, and it's in their hands now. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. An apparent electrical malfunction has killed two dogs in Toronto's East End, critically injuring a third, and sent a police officer to the hospital. The electrocutions happened at the corner of Parliament Street and Queen Street East at about 2 p.m. on Friday. The dogs were walking on the sidewalk when they were apparently electrocuted. A man who works across...
Hot Dog and Jumbo will not be seen this morning so that we may bring you the following.
Hot Dog, yes. Was electrocuted. I haven't heard that clip in a while. All right, a man who works across the street said he heard a scream, and when he looked out, he saw a dog on the ground. Its owner was screaming and crying. I was sitting at my desk when I first heard the first dog scream in pain, so I looked across the street, and I saw a lady with her dog on the ground, and he was basically curled up screaming. It was an intense scream. I wonder what that sounded like. Okay. Yes, quote, it was an intense scream. It scared me. I ran across the street to see if I could help, and I ended up running across the street to the vet, and I told the vet what was going on, said Corey Corvo or something like that. Police said it soon became clear that two other dogs had been electrocuted. A police officer who tried to lift the dog suffered burns to her hands. Stupid police officer. Why would you pick up the dog? It was just electrocuted. It's probably still in a puddle of, water where the live current is running through. Oh, People in Canada are stupid. They don't understand electricity. Alright, yeah, a police officer tried to lift the dog and suffered burns to her hands. Corval, or whatever, said it was a disturbing scene. The owner was very obviously distraught, very upset. She was bleeding. What? The dog bit into her as she was trying to comfort the dog. That's gratitude for you, stupid animals. It's sad it shouldn't have happened, he said. Toronto Hydro said Friday evening it determined defective equipment from a Toronto Transit Commission pole electrified the street. A spokesperson for Toronto Hydro said crews had made the area safe and the street could be reopened to pedestrian traffic. Prepare for a couple lawsuits, you dipshits. All right, final story we have for you today. This one involves some crazy ethnic people.
Crazy ethnic people.
Yes. Mystery shrouds Maldivian hospital's decision to decapitate an infant. What the? I don't know where Maldive. Is that where the country? Maldave? I don't know. Moldavian? Maybe that's how you pronounce it. Moldavia? I don't know. Reports that the Gandhi Memorial Hospital, which is the central hospital in the Maldives. Holy shit. Worst reporter ever. Cut off a dead baby's head due to complications that arose during delivery. It shocked the country with several frustrated Maldivians voicing angry comments against the hospital. People living on the Thailand. Jesus Christ, what the hell is wrong with me? The Thailand. People. I have to read it like I'm in second grade. People living on the tiny island nation, as well as healthcare experts, are concerned about the hospital keeping the patient reportedly on high risk for more than 2 weeks, which led to the death of the baby and later to the infant's decapitation. The hospital claimed that its doctors sought the permission of the family after they were forced to cut off the dead baby's head because of complications. What the fuck, did the head get stuck in the vagina or something? Relatives of the infant's mother said that the mom was suffering from several ailments, including high blood pressure and
diabetes testing supplies.
The woman was only about 24 years old and was transferred to the hospital on the recommendations of the Lamau Atoll Hospital in the Thai Atoll Hospital, I don't know, with the hospital saying they could not ensure a safe delivery. Well, apparently neither could the Gandhi Hospital. In a statement explaining the hospital's move, they blamed shoulder dystocia or I don't know. Who cares? For the decapitation. The mother was taken to the operation theater for a cesarean section after several failed attempts to facilitate the delivery of the baby, as the shoulder of the infant could not pass through after the delivery of the head. Now, what's interesting about this is I think I suffered from this because when I was born, the doctor said that my head was as wide as my shoulders. Is that normal? I don't think so. Although, I guess in this story, it's a little bit different. The shoulders must have been really extra wide if it got, you know, stuck in there. Whatever. I just like that the doctors took a saw to the baby's head. That's the only thing they can figure out. I don't know what to do. Let's just cut off its head. The mother's family is not willing to speak about the incident, which leaves blank details about the incidents that precede the delivery, such as whether the doctors recommended a cesarean section or the family agreed for a C-section. I also want to know what kind of saw they used. Was it a circular saw? Chainsaw? Just one of those, like, those two-person saws that they used to cut trees with or something. I don't know. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Hey, Timmy Boo, this is Tricky from Western Australia, long-time listener. Two very quick points that I wanted to share with you. First off, whenever I'm driving into work, I pass a sign for a company called DV Computers. It makes me wonder what comes on the hard drive. Is it full of videos of a certain nature that would be maybe appealing to a freak? Second off, I've also seen around my local city a beauty therapy place called Scats, S-K-A-T-T, Scats.
Shit therapy.
Makes me wonder, what do they use tanning lotion? How do they make the skin that beautiful brown color? Do they use
some sort of aromatherapy that is not going to catch on?
The Ming Dynasty! Ming Dynasty!
No.
The Ming Dynasty!
Raymond 14 checking in.
Hey, Tim, is the Puerto Rican fat man calling?
Got the bitch Derek from Kansas. Ha ha! Hey, I was just calling, people keep fucking talking about how they don't like your new fucking intro, dude, and it's like super badass. I mean, they say it's like, you know, generic or whatever. If it's not fucking generic, it sounds fucking professional.
Yeah.
And, you know,
people aren't used to hearing professional stuff on Distorted View.
No,
I think that's what's throwing everyone off.
You technically get paid.
Everything sounds like shit on this program.
What you're doing, so.
I've trained you guys well to tolerate my incompetence.
I mean, you know, I mean, what do they like to. They fucking think that's fucking so amazing? I mean, what the fuck? They can.
Was that the voicemail song?
Fucking.
This voicemail music is really cheesy, and I just refuse to change it just because I've used it for so long. You know what I mean? Like, I know it's not the greatest. It was a free song. It was one of those pod safe music things. I think it's called Wake Up or something. I don't know.
Hey, Tim. How's it going?
I used to use, a long time ago, Joe Satriani, who was, a famous guitarist, very, very, very good guitarist or whatever. And I stopped using that music because it was, copyrighted shit, professional music.
Hey, Tim. How's it going? This is Queer Prostitute calling.
Yes.
I was having watermelon the other day, and
here comes a racist comment in 3, 2.
I put it down. And I said, nigger melon. And my friend who was next to me said, the melon they tried to stop.
Oh, I got it.
So I just thought I'd let you know.
The melon they tried to stop.
Hey, Tim, Soror was calling in.
A
while ago, we were talking about how black people have a sweet odor and how white people smell like wet dogs. Well, anyway, I was at work and I was with my new coworker.
I have a friend who says that. Black women, he can smell pussy. He can smell the pussies of black women, walking by or something. He has a very strong sense of smell, and apparently, black pussies are pungent.
At work, and I was with my new coworker, and we were changing into wetsuits for fitting purposes. And he took his shoes off, and the funk just filled the room. I swear to God, he must have had like. Rotting dead hobo shoe inserts or something.
Well, you know, a lot of times shoes. You know, if there's a hole in his shoe and then he gets wet and then his socks get wet and then it just there could be a lot of funky smells because of shoes. I understand that. But yeah,
Tim, Blue Banana, and now for you, poetry by Serene Branson as read by William Shatner. A very, very Garrison. Very, very Garrison. I'm very, very Garrison. With Bertation tonight.
There you go.
Hey, Timmy. Blue Card Kid, Spiral Ham Fucker. Hey, man. I've been listening to you for a long time. Like, me and you hang out damn near every day.
Yes,
and I really am curious, Tim. The old standard question. If you won millions of dollars overnight, like, what's the first 5 things you'd do?
You know, aside from like the boring stuff, buy a house, buy a car, go on vacation, that type of thing. I would, if I somehow acquired that type of money, I would fly all of my, because my life pretty much is my show. It's the only thing I really have going for me. I would just throw the best event ever. I'd get all of the DB freaks. I'd fly you all in. And we would just have a fucking party. Charlie Sheen style party. With a whole bunch of goddesses and shit. Because I have tiger blood. We'd get Roy Killer War. And we'd have people just perform for us. I don't know.
Jagu, Tim, Jagu. This is a long-time listener. Long-time Sideshow Freak. Rob from Cleveland.
Oh,
and
yes,
I wanted to weigh in on this wiping your ass sitting.
I just processed Rob's order for DB merchandise. I'm a little behind, so please stop emailing me saying where's my shit.
Thing?
You'll get it, I promise.
I think you made a convert out of me. For 29 years, I wiped my ass standing up.
Really?
And then one day this week, I was like, you know what, fuck it, let's do this, let's do this, bitch, sitting down, and hey, it's not so bad, I like it, it's good, it's a lot faster than wiping your ass standing up, in and out, it's great, good stuff. Well, thank you for converting me.
This sort of you, changing lives.
Where's my fucking TV? I want my fucking TV.
You fucking Jew! You fucking filthy, greedy Jew!
Right? I don't know. He's upset about something.
It's
a different phone number. Same person flipping out.
You fucking Canadian Jew! Where's my DB, you fucking nigger?
Oh, okay. That's quite enough. Jesus Christ. Three phone calls all from different area codes screaming about that? All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God is no God. Damn it! God fucking damn it. Spread the distortion. Very important to all your friends about the podcast. Subscribe via iTunes. Don't forget to rate us there. Follow me on Twitter. Big Twitter push this week. At Distorted View, all one word. And we will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Drop tobacco in the thing. I got the picture of it.
Of what? What drugs was it?